Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Hey, UK Bills Mafia. This is Christian Wade of your Buffalo Bills. This is the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast with your hosts, Matt and Alex. Let's go, Buffalo! Woo!
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Red, White, and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast, Bills News with a UK twist. It's Matt and Alex, as usual, and we are entering the off-season. We got a full list of off-season planned with the draft, free agency coming up. Alex, you're looking forward to this? And also, how are you doing, my friend?
You've awoken me from my football slumber. What do you want?
Well, isn't it better than hockey at the moment?
Oh, Jesus Christ. It's so bad.
I could take that as a yes.
They're not yet the worst team in hockey, but they're two games away from being that.
So what's the NFL equivalent?
They're the Jets. They're... I would say Jacksonville is better than the versus anybody than the Bill Sabres are versus anybody. I know the Jacksonville won the first pick, but I mean, were they that bad? I mean, who watched Jacksonville games? I didn't, you know, but at least they had someone to talk about. You know, they had the running back, they had DJ Chark, you know, the Sabres, they got their guys, but they're doing shit. Eichel's doing nothing. I got him on my fantasy hockey team. I'm literally about to trade him for a backup goalie. I don't care. Sell everybody.
You know what's going to happen now? You trade him.
And then he's going to get
It's going to light up. And you're going to there and think, fucking hell.
Yeah, well, I drafted Evgeny Malkin, too. Do you know who he is?
No. To be honest, I just know some of the Sabres players.
You know who Sidney Crosby is? Everybody knows who Sidney Crosby is, right?
No.
Sidney Crosby, the best player in hockey over the last 10, 15 years. I mean, it's Connor McDavid now, but no. Pittsburgh got their two big guys. Pittsburgh got Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin in two back-to-back drafts. That's their core of their team. And I drafted him, and he's having his worst season, Malkin is. So it's just like everybody I touch is broken. Oh, yeah, the Sabres are shit. It's so depressing. Like, I'm not even looking at the box scores anymore. I would wake up and watch highlights. Nah, not going to do it. I don't want to start my day like that. It's miserable.
That's why I've woken you up from your football slumber.
Yeah, you know, it's Bills. Pitchers and catchers reported the other day. It's baseball season now. That's where I'm at.
Football. So list it.
Right now, yeah. It's sleep.
Yeah.
Baseball,
yeah,
food, and you know, the video games. When it's the off season, I just want it to be the off season. You know, the players, they take some time off. With what happened this year, I think it's good to just take some time off. I'll see some news here and there. You know, obviously, what we're going to talk about today, JJ Watt, Matt Milano, you know, I'll give it a thought, but I'm not sitting down making notes, doing research about, you know, like, is it worth it? You know, I did for this show, but in my free time, I'm not dedicating it to reading article after article about JJ Watt.
I think it's a topic that when it broke is probably going to be one of the hot topics in this off season. Where is he going to go? I mean, I think we just really need the one episode from our point of view on this to discuss what would you take JJ Watt, what potentially could he actually bring to the team and all that, and then be done with it.
It's definitely something that will bring me out of the football slumber. But before we get into that, are you walking yet?
I am walking just. I'm still walking. I walk every so often with a crutch. When I go out, I'm walking with a crutch.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm at home, I'm walking without crutch.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I had my telephone physio appointment on Tuesday just gone, and I've got a hospital appointment, my consultation on this coming Tuesday, and another physio appointment on Thursday. So hopefully I've got some good news. Hopefully it will heal. But
wouldn't it be better to just be in America, just spend $5,000 and just get it fixed within the first week or so?
I'd love to get it fixed, but the missus would actually kick me out of the house until at least I can walk.
That's the biggest thing about the two healthcare systems is here.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the cost, but it takes a bit. In America, I remember my cousin tore his ACL and he had surgery within like 2 weeks, you know?
Mm. So. I think if I was a professional, I would probably be pushed up to the top.
What team are you signing? Look, I know that the Premier League has like 32 different leagues in it. You got to be in there somewhere, right?
League 32? No.
Before I moved here,
on the football pyramid.
Yeah, that's what I was
saying. The league I'm playing in. We are on the, I think, level 14, level 15.
Yeah,
so really low.
You essentially play in the Premier League, all right? So you should be getting this taken care of. Come on.
No, I don't know.
You're in the pyramid. Come on.
It'll be what it'll be to the end of the day. I mean, if we were in my missus' old house, it would be all right because toilets downstairs, I wouldn't have to climb up the stairs, and I could just go outside and spray myself down with a hose to actually
I don't need to get myself washed. All right, enough of that. JJ,
yes. Yay or nay?
Do you want him?
Yes.
Why?
I think he is an upgrade over Addison. They're both the same. They're both what? Addison's okay. No, Addison's what, 33? In his 10th year, JJ Watt is 31 in his 10th year. So they're both in the 10th year of the NFL. Yeah,
he'll be 32 when we kick off.
But you just look at what they've done.
He's going to be an upgrade, but how much? Honestly, because here's what I struggle with. Why do you want a guy whose best football is behind him?
You're looking at this O-line. You've got Hughes on the outside. You've got Watt on the other side. You've got the two bookends. Which one of those two are you going to double team?
Neither. You don't have to. When you're 32, 33, you don't have the explosiveness anymore. And I know JJ Watt is JJ Watt a Hall of Famer?
He potentially
borderline,
if he continues.
Borderline.
He's borderline.
Yeah.
He may not be first ballot, but he will be a Hall of Famer.
Hughes was good this year. And anybody who says otherwise, stop it. But I don't want my defensive line to be, you know, in their 30s. I'm in my 30s. It sucks. Okay. I turned 34 this year. I definitely don't have the explosive I had. I want my defensive line to be in their mid-20s because here's what Watt can't do anymore. He can't speed rush the edge.
Okay, but
doesn't Hughes have the explosiveness.
Hughes has still got the explosiveness in there, though. You're getting Star back. He's gonna. He can take.
I don't care about Star coming back. I don't think that does us anything because who's taking a year off and can get back into what that kind of production that you can expect? Okay. And at his age, he's another guy whose best football is behind him. Why do you want a washed-up defensive line? It's one of the most important things in football: stopping, getting to the other team's quarterback. And you want a bunch of guys who are in their mid-30s on the downturn of their career. Ed Oliver, for his size, needs help. And you want to do that with a bunch of guys who are about to retire in a year or two.
That's the thing. You've got that year or two, and you've got, obviously, Epenesa Would you, if we didn't sign Watt, do you think Epinesa would be able to get ahead of Mario Addison?
I'd rather...
If we kept Addison...
I'd give him that opportunity.
Yeah, then you actually have him learn again. He's going to rotate in with JJ. I mean, what was it? JJ
You're
Watt
not paid signing 16. JJ Watt to rotate. He's not going to want to do that. He knows he's got star power in his name. He's not going to come in here and rotate with AJ Epinesa.
It goes to...
Are you going to rotate Epinesa in again this year with Hughes or situationally? The best way to get good at the game is to play the game.
No, I get that. I get that. Then you're looking at... the examples. I don't know who has had the examples recently. They've got into that window where at least they can go for that quick run, Super Bowl run, whilst developing from within.
This might be a thing where your deeper knowledge of soccer mashes improperly with American football. Olivier Giroud could come in at halftime and score three goals. You can't get that same kind of production in American football. You have to play and get into a groove. You know, you can't just come on and do your own little thing. There's so much more to it where, I mean, last year you talked about rotating Nseki and Ford, and that's just going to lead to guys not getting into a groove and making mistakes. And this year, again, now you want to do that on the defensive line. And I don't think that is going to be to the success that you think it can. I think that guys need to only rotate out when they're tired and come back in and just play the damn spot.
So you'd be happy to roll with Addison and Epinesa over, say, JJ Watt and Epinesa?
I would believe that Bean is smart enough to know that he needs to do something to get a guy in his mid-20s. That's what I'm hoping for and expecting. Because we're talking about getting rid of Jefferson, Addison, Butler, and probably John Brown. Those first three guys you can cut. John Brown, I think you could trade. So I'm thinking, if you say, hey, I'll take on X amount of salary. What?
I said we could definitely discuss that going.
In more of an off-season show, you know, where that's what the Bills should do. But I think that
I get where you're coming from.
There's other things that I think we should do on the defensive line other than this, because Watt is got his best years behind him. You look at his last 5 years: 3 games, 5 games, full season; 8 games, full season. You have 3 big injury years. And then in terms of his value for his position based on average, he was just okay this year. He's clearly lost something. And if he comes in and we put all this pressure on him and he doesn't work out, here we are again with an overpaid defensive line that isn't going to be what we need. We're trying to win a Super Bowl. We need to be able to rush the quarterback without blitzing, because we're probably going to lose Matt Milano.
Yeah. So, I mean, did you say you don't want JJ Watt? If you got offered JJ Watt, say $2 million for 2 years at $10 million, 2 years, $11 million. I'm just looking at the stats from comparing Watt to Addison last year. So the Addison was the only year he was being with the Bills.
Yeah.
Addison had 15 games, 21 solo tackles, 9 assists, 8 quarterback hits, 7 tackles for a loss, and 5 sacks. JJ Watt in 16 games, 36 solo tackles, 16 assisted tackles, 17 quarterback hits, 14 tackles for a loss, 5 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, 1 interception for 1 touchdown.
Those are game stats, though, that I don't think
are an
indication of the quality of the player. I mean, on the stat that everybody cares about, they each had 5 sacks. But what you see on film is Addison can't beat his guy one-on-one. And Watt, when one-on-one, can't do it anymore either. Not consistently. He's not the guy who's getting double-digit sacks. You know, I think this year was an indicator, unless he was hampered all season by injury XYZ, you know, maybe the off season, you know, maybe there's a reason. Maybe Watt does come back and get 11 sacks next year. He's a disruptive force. They need to double team him so that frees up space for other guys. I'm not willing to bet on that. Especially $10 million that could be spent elsewhere.
Okay,
let me paint a picture for you.
Go for it.
This defense was good enough to get us to the AFC Championship game. If we get the same production next year, wouldn't you rather spend $10 million on a tight end? Wouldn't you rather have a tight end who can block and pass catch, therefore allowing us to have a better run game and just have that average defense? Look, you can't be good at everything. So this offseason, we're not going to fix the run game. We're not going to fix tight end, and we're not going to fix the defensive line. You have to probably just pick one. And is Watt the answer to fix the defensive line? I say no.
Okay, I'm going to put that. We'll put it on Twitter. We'll let Twitter have their vote.
Answer me.
No. Oh yeah, no.
I've done all the talking, and I've interrupted you most of the show. I'll stop.
What's new?
Convince me I'm wrong about JJ Watt.
You say he's lost the explosiveness. Okay, he's had a couple of injuries this year in the last few years. Well, look at his last 4 years. He's had 3 games, 5 games, 16 games, 8 games, 16 games since 2006. It's 2016.
So
I get that he's probably lost a step due to those injuries. Anyone would lose a step through injury. Milano could lose a step through injury. Yeah, if John Brown's last few games lost a step through injury, but they're still there, still can make the difference. What JJ Watt can bring, obviously, is a pass rush, even if he doesn't have the speed nowadays. Mary Addison doesn't have speed. Jerry Hughes, he's 32, 33? I don't know how old Jerry Hughes is. But he still hasn't got that explosive step, but yet he's still getting that pressure. He had how many sacks this year, Hughes?
Looking at it now.
5 or 6? Something like that?
Jerry Hughes is 32. He had 4.5 sacks this year.
JJ Watt is actually, okay, I'm saying it's probably the players he's played. Maybe he's lost a step, but you're looking at Jerry Hughes, who's a bit more of an explosive player compared to JJ Watt. How many tackles for a loss? How many quarterback hits did he get and tackles
Hughes,
did
Hughes had 11 Jerry Hughes? Hughes had 11 QB hits, and JJ Watt had 17. So I'll die on the blade of Pro Football Reference's approximate value, where they graded Watt as a 7 points above average and Hughes was 8 points above average. So essentially, if you have Jerry Hughes and Jerry Hughes on the line, is that dominant? And I want to say not for the money.
But then you've got to work. We're tied in with Star for at least without cap relief and all that, and we can probably look at that in the off season. We are tied to Star no matter what. So yeah. we can draft and again we'll talk about this later on. I could tell Shelvin now of LSU and Slayton out of Florida to actually be that Star replacement on there. But you've just got to make use of what you've actually got so far on that line. Because you're going to, if there's some way you can get out of Star's contract, great. Then don't look at JJ. But I still think having both him and Hughes on the outside They can contain. They can both get to the quarterback. Where was Addison in that list that you get that you just said? Where they said JJ Watt was seven, and
Murray Addison was 4 points above average.
So you're getting instantly for a year younger JJ Watt, he's going to be 32. Addison's going to be 33. Again, still
for $5 million. It's not enough, I don't think.
It depends on how they actually sort out that that contract. They may push it into signing bonuses and take the cap hit on there. But you're still getting that productivity from Watt, and you've got two now bookends. Okay, they're getting on. That's fair enough, but you're only going to have him on a short-term contract. You're going to have Watt on a two-year contract. It's probably what he wants.
Yeah.
So you're going to have him on a two-year contract. He might even decide after this year, say the Bills this year or 2021 season actually win the Super Bowl. Do you think JJ Watt will then say, "Yeah, I'll play the last year," or walk away? But you still
Bills won the Super Bowl because we got JJ Watt. Then thank the Lord in heaven almighty that I was wrong. Okay? I'd be glad to be wrong. And even if we do sign him, I'll probably still be excited. Because here's what it brings. Here's what I think JJ Watt brings, if anything. More primetime games. I'm going home next year, so I'll be able to watch them, not at 4 a.m. Okay? Well, that'll be all right. That'll be all right for me. We'll be on SportsCenter, you know, the talk of the town even more than we are now. You know, I mean, this would make us, we'd be in all the commercials, you know. He wants more money than he's making now.
Has he actually come out and said that, though?
Is that, I mean, the report is, the behind the scenes, nobody's said Watt says he wants $17 million. The assumption is that he wants $17 million because that's what he was going to make this year. He was going to make 17.5. Last year, he made 15.5.
Yeah.
Base salary the year before was 13. I mean, if you could put him on something where it's like that, it's just...
I mean, looking at it, the four things that he said he would consider in a team would be cap space, supporting cast, team culture and scheme. They're his top four.
Who has more fun than the Buffalo Bills? Nobody.
The culture. The culture.
Yeah.
Bills.
Yeah.
Supporting cast. Bills. Especially on defense with Watt, White, Hyde, Poyer, Edmonds, Jerry Hughes on the other side, Ed Oliver.
Yeah.
The scheme sort of fits what he's actually what he's looking for. If Bean can do what Bean does and get him on a team friendly contract that he will actually be happy with, then it can be.
I mean, you're creating such a perfect scenario if he can get him on a team friendly contract. I don't believe that'll happen. I don't think that can. And I think that, I mean, worst case, best case scenario. Okay. Your best case scenario is, he is better than Addison, not the way, you know, not 15 sacks, but let's get him on better than Addison. Mm-hmm. Okay. Worst case scenario. Okay. Not even probably normal scenario to worst case is he's slightly better than Addison, maybe two more sacks on the season than Addison did. He doesn't eat up double teams and the defensive line is the same as it was this year.
Yeah. Okay. So Spotrac actually, Mike Gennetti actually threw out the number of 12 million, which for Watt's final number. So 2 years, 24 million, spread out the cap hit. So it gets it as signing bonus. You've got that on there. You pretty much are covering that with.
Yeah, because if you're cutting Butler, Jefferson, and Addison, that's 6 mil, 5.7 mil, and 5.4 mil, then there you go.
So you've got that on there, but let's...
And then Epinesa back up. I guess. You know what? If it can work financially, then okay. But I mean, if it's anything close to $15 million, then I think that.
Okay, we talked about it in general. Watt or Addison, would you take him? Would you not? If he could make it financially viable and team friendly, I would say yes to actually bring Watt in.
Okay, so here's probably a more important question. Watt or Milano?
Okay, if you're using that one, I would say Milano.
He's going to cost more, probably.
Hey?
He's going to probably cost more.
About $2-3 million more.
Yeah, maybe five. You know, who knows? Free agency deals are crazy. And if he's going to test free agency, they said he's going to test free agency. All right, I'm really getting into this here. No, all right. my power stance.
$15 million. Yeah.
I mean, then we're not addressing anything else on the team.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that definitely is something that there's debate. I mean, if you use that, then you're probably going to want to say Milano over Watt, because what he actually offers in the pass game and the run game, because he's got that sideline to sideline ability. He can actually he can live with the tight ends. Whether he can actually make the plays on there, and let's ask Travis Kelce.
He didn't this year. That's the thing. I mean, Milano's grade on the season was only 3 points above average. Last year was 11. The year before was 9. That needs to be the player that he is. Obviously, the injury, you know, hampered him, but it's not like, you know, he didn't have a leg injury. You know,
was it a hamstring? Was it a hamstring?
No, he had a. Oh no, it was Edmonds who had the shoulder. Right.
Edmonds had shoulder. I think Milano was ankle
I don't remember. Jesus.
Matt Milano.
This was my football slumber. I forgot everything. Who's our quarterback?
Nate Peterman's our quarterback.
Oh, yes, he is. I mean, Milano's current salary at 2.1. I mean, to jump up to like something like 15, you know, he would need to be the player that he was last year, and you worry about that. It's just tough because the defense is so important. I mean, look at what happened in the Super Bowl. That's how important defense is, you know. So I think all this talk about, you know, getting a tight end versus, you know, what we do with the cap on defense. I think you spend more of that money on defense and you just work on the run game in the off season, you know, keep Moss and Singletary. I wouldn't draft a running back. I think we're going to do a running back show, but you know, from what I've seen, I'm happy with our running backs.
Oh, it was a pectoral injury.
Pectoral. Yeah. So, I mean, he should have been able to keep up with those guys. You know, that's a leg thing. You know,
I mean,
he was missing tackles here and there. I mean, maybe that's a little bit of the confidence and the scared of the injury. I know that's a thing. I mean, I've had leg injuries where I go out and play hockey and, you know, I'm thinking about it the whole time. So that's definitely there.
I'm at that stage at the moment myself. Yeah,
right. So,
but no, I think Milano, I think if he does go and fair play, if I were him, I would test the free agency market as well. Because one of the top linebackers. There are teams with good cap space. As long as he doesn't go to the Dolphins, the Jets, or the Patriots.
Well, I don't think he cares where he goes. I think.
Well, I know, but as long as he doesn't go to those, I'll continue to support him wherever he goes. If he goes to one of those, then he's public enemy number one.
Team in the NFC that you don't like?
Team in the NFC.
Yeah. Is there any team in the NFC where you're just like, never? Oh, can't handle it. Hate them.
Actually, at the moment, no.
Because I mean, not I know really. Like for my family, it was Dallas, obviously.
You probably would say Dallas a little bit because it's just the most talked about a team that should have been up there all the time, what have been up there it's most
always
time
Dallas.
Yeah. But
no, let's stay on task here. All right. So we did Watt. We talked about the pros and cons of Watt. You know,
yeah.
We're discussing the pros and cons of Milano. I would believe that there's a better chance that Milano finds his prime better than Watt does.
Oh yeah, Milano's got the age on his side. He's not hit the prime. He's what, 26?
I would say he hit his prime last year, and he can get that back with a good off season.
Yeah, I think with him, he knows the system. You're going to bring what? He's 26. 26, so he's got a good 4 years. Hey?
That's the age I want my players. I want my players
he's to got be a good 4 years of that window. So his next deal, if it's going to be 4 or 5, they're going to tie him down for probably his best times, and then it may start to decline as you get older on there. So pros, he's good at what he does. He's from a fifth-round pick. He's been able to coverage. He's been able to get sacks. He's been able to play with the run and pass. Cons, he has had his injuries.
Yeah.
On there, which has slowed him down a little bit. But another pro would be the scheme. Him and Edmonds,
yeah,
they could be a tandem for quite some time should they actually re-sign him. I think trying to replace Milano, we struggled quite a bit. Yeah. Klein had a couple of good games.
But I mean, there's so many stats that show Bills with and without Milano, and it's night and day.
Mm. So that's what you're going to get as your, you can call it a pro and a con. A pro with Milano, you're going to get it. Without him, we struggle.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. And I don't think JJ Watt would fill in that. You know, so.
No. Okay. So, yeah. So, as I say, Milano Watt, definitely Milano.
Okay.
If we had to let Milano walk, I would be all for JJ Watt.
Yeah. I mean, if we have to, but I mean, I would expect Bean to give us a shocker of a trade for a defensive lineman. You know, I really wanted us to get Ngakoue. I thought he could have been better.
Hold on.
He's going to be a free agent now, so that'll be on our free agent show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, JJ Watt is fun, and Milano is, you know, what you know. And I don't wish to be Brandon Bean. I imagine there are sleepless nights, you know.
Well, finish what you're going to say.
Going home in November, you know, I got my degree while I was here, but I have to go home. I have to find a house. I have to find a job. I'm already starting to have sleepless nights because just to be able to pack all that in. And then we want to have a kid as well. It's just like, oh my God, the stress. I mean, I imagine if Bean wants to win a Super Bowl, he's got to figure out this shitty cap situation.
Mm.
And he's got his guys that he's got to cut. He's got his guys that he's got to re-sign. You know, I don't envy him, but we trust him, right?
Yeah. Oh, I trust him. I mean, you think he's going to have sleepless nights. He's got one more sleepless night and one more I want to ask you. And we'll just go over this briefly. Milano or Darrell Williams?
Oof. You got to protect Josh Allen, right?
That's why I say if it came down to that, if we actually
it's not an easy question though, because who are we going to draft in the first round? What position do you want to draft in the first round? You let Williams go, then you draft an offensive lineman.
Hmm.
You know, and then maybe you can afford at tackle and slot in the rookie at guard to give him an easier job. But in terms of who has a bigger impact? I think Milano's harder to replace, so I would pick Milano over Williams. Although I think Williams, that's a tough one. That's a tough
that
one.
That is.
That's a tough that's, one. Yeah.
Because you can get players, and I'll go over this in the draft episode of the podcast. You've got Owusu Kamara who can fit in there. Zayvon Collins that can get in there. You've got even guys in the second, third round that could do. Jabril Cox of LSU could actually fit that Matt Milano mold in there. Whereas the offensive tackles, you've got a couple that are in and around that first and second. And after that second round, it drops. There's a bit of a drop off with the offensive tackles on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I put it on Facebook. I put it out there, and more and more people actually did say you'd go for Williams over Milano. I mean, if I had to make a decision and it was a choice out of those two, for me, I would actually say Williams.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. you can get a developmental tackle in the later rounds, yeah, and actually have him sit for a year or two, depending on how long saying Williams for, and then bring him in. I mean, the one comment that really got me laughing was when I put it on there was for Chris Wallace, who said Williams, fat bloke's always the best. As I told my missus once, you've been with a fat bloke, you'll never go back.
It comes down to, you don't want to subtract from this offense.
Yeah.
This offense was amazing this year. You don't want to subtract from it. The defense, that's where the project is, and you trust your defensive-minded coaches to plug in, plug and play the guys. So,
yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I think this
Didn't we talk about this was supposed to be a 15-minute show?
Yeah, it was. But this is what
it comes down to. This is what we're at now.
This is where we are now with the Bills. It's, we've got all these, we're at that point where we don't have any glaring needs like your Jets, like your Jaguars, like your Houston.
Yeah.
And all that. We can have these in-depth conversations, these conversations of trivial things like, you're going to keep Williams or Milano.
I mean, I wouldn't say that's trivial because, I mean, the glaring hole is pass rush. So, I mean, that's still there, you know?
Yeah.
It's just,
but it's not, but the team, it's not as big topic.
Yeah, because we got to the AFC Championship game. Yeah. So that's at least still there for sure. Yeah.
But that's saying most of this will actually, will rely on what we can do in the salary cap and all that. And that's what's going to be the next show that we're going to talk about, the salary cap and the Bills free agents and what they can do to get that salary cap. So that would be a great, that'd be an interesting show to listen to.
What kind of team the Bills could be if there was no salary cap, you know? If it was just like, you know, the Premier League where, you know, spend however much money you want.
So you're thinking of Madden where you turn off the salary cap.
Yeah.
And go fantasy. Yeah. No, I mean, that's it. I mean, with it, the salary cap is going to be an interesting one.
The Bills aren't a Man City, you know, they're not a Man U. They don't have all the money in the world, you know. So, I mean, that would be your Dallas, your New York, your New Yorks and stuff like that. So I'm happy that the salary cap is allowing the Bills to do the best they can, but now it's a pain in the ass, and this has never been a problem. So this is weird.
Yeah, and that's something that we'll discuss on there. So, I mean, what I'm going to do, I'm going to put out a poll whether you want Williams or Milano, and then whether you want Watt and Watt or Milano. I mean, I think I did. No, wait, hold on. I did a poll. Hold on.
Okay.
I did a poll, and we'll probably briefly talk about it in the salary cap because it does link to that a little bit. Was, do you cut Addison, Butler, Jefferson, Smith, let Milano walk to bring in JJ Watt? 62% of the 201 votes said hell no.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting to.
Yeah, no, that's interesting. I mean, there are a lot of guys that we probably need to get rid of to be able to do anything else. I imagine that the D-line is going to be another complete overhaul.
Mm.
You know, but, you know, we'll see. We'll talk about that later, right?
Yep. So you got anything? Have you got anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
No. So for the next, for the next show, we'll discuss the salary cap and the free agencies and what the Bills could potentially do with contracts and obviously the free agents that we have. So for this time, until next time, keep subscribing, keep sharing, word of mouth, follow, subscribe, like, comment, any other type of words I can think of that actually just means Find us at UK underscore Bills on Twitter, on Instagram, Buffalo Bills UK on Facebook and YouTube, and RWBB underscore podcast on Twitter. And for Alex, this is Matt saying, go Bills.
Go Bills.
Yeah, not us. You don't know anything about heart? You don't know anything about work?
No. Huh? That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.